Another piece created in direct response to the pandemic is COVID-19 Work Blazer. And this is a blazer that I made as a professional work suit to wear during homeschooling and working from home at the same time. I thought, why not make a uniform for me to wear so that I can maintain my professional appearance and stature while at home in this crazy situation. The jacket has 6 sleeves so that I have extra arms to complete all the additional tasks that were needed that were all of a sudden piled on top of me. And on the back side is an image embroidered by machine and by hand of my 2 children trapped between the storm door and our front door, with their faces smashed up against the window. This really symbolizes the feeling of being trapped inside and wanting out, while also being safe behind the glass of the door. I embroidered the remaining part, or the body of the jacket, to be the bricks on my actual house. So it, when I wear it, it's like I'm inside my house, which I literally am wearing it inside my house also. So it's just kind of a funny take on my experience trying to be a professional while at home and wanting to just wear my pajamas every day. On the backside, there is COVID-19 embroidered in just an off-white, so it's subtle, and it's meant to be kind of sitting there quietly on our doorstep to show that you don't really know where it is, and then it's like this hidden threat. And then the front 2 pockets of the blazer have my daughter's school photos on them. I do plan on wearing this piece for some performance work in the fall. I want to have documentation of me wearing it while teaching remotely in my own home. Process plays a huge role in my art practice. I see the method in which I choose to make the piece as representing the actual feeling or emotion of that piece, or the repetitive actions behind that topic that I'm referring to. So for example, in my piece Mumbleweed, it is a tumbleweed in just blown in the gallery corner, composed of strips of handcuffed paper covered in hundreds of phrases I found myself saying over and over again as a parent. And it, really the action of sitting there repeatedly writing down these phrases over and over again was meant to just push the absurdity of the whole thing over the top. And then I turn into this sculpture to just quietly drift into the corner and go unnoticed, just like those countless hours of my parenting words lost to the wind.